It's been a terrible winter for Anchorage by just about every measure. Warm weather systems have turned what little precipitation has reached the municipality into rain and ice, ruining many of the recreational activities residents enjoy. Few people's livelihoods in Anchorage depend on reliable winter conditions, but could the icy winters convince some residents to pack up and leave? Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports as part of our Where is Winter series.
It's dusk on an icy slope in Russian Jack Park on the east side of town as 9-year-old Andrew Harmon solemnly puts on his skate skis.
The conditions right now, we really can't work with it too well.
Junior Nordic ski practices this season have been moved around to different trails in search of a bare minimum of usable terrain.
Basically, there's like no snow, mostly ice and some leaves.
For Andrew, one of the big problems is it hurts a lot if you fall. But for his dad, Art Harmon, who's coached Junior Nordic for years, it's a separate set of issues.
The main difference is that you have to be really flexible with your plan.
In lessons, Harmon has to adjust what he's teaching, even putting lessons about ski fundamentals on hold if conditions don't comply. But flexibility also means a lot more logistical coordination.
You've reached the Anchorage Junior Nordic League practice hotline.
On practice days, coaches like Harmon give updates on which parks to go to.
So again, we'll be at Russian Jack, and we'll see you at 6:15.
Harmon says even though an extra 20 minutes commuting to, say, Hilltop on the south side of town is hardly a catastrophe, it makes a difference for families. But for retailers in Anchorage, those same dismal Nordic conditions are less about inconvenience than survival. Some of the most popular winter activities, ones that demand some consumer investment, have dropped off a cliff.
Well, last year, as everybody knows, it was a very grim winter.
Marcy Baker has worked at Alaska Mountaineering and Hiking for 30 years and says after getting burned last year, they took a gamble on this season.
We decided we were going to plan on another poor winter and inventory accordingly. So we only have two big down parkas left in the store, which is smart on our case this year.
And it wasn't just coats. AMH scaled back its inventory on winter gear. Baker says a lot of their core customers haven't given up on outdoor recreation, though. It's been a good year when it comes to equipment for ice, whether that's ice skates for snowless creeks and lakes or cleats for staying upright on hikes.
Yes, everybody that's come in, they're kind of grumbling a little bit, but they've all adapted to do something. The Nordic skating has been joyful, and the backcountry skiing has been good.
There's no debating that it's been a bad year for fans of winter weather in South Central. Not only was there a record-breaking snow drought, but Anchorage has seen about a third of its average winter moisture. And the precipitation that has rolled in has been mostly rain, which, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Snyder, is from a lot of warm air moving up from the southeast.
And that's locked out a lot of the more typical and what we would consider seasonal cold for a large part of the state, especially South Central.
The causes of that warmth, though, are less straightforward. El Nino, the blob, microclimates over the Gulf, fluctuations in the jet stream, all of these are contributing factors this year. And though the last three winters have been warm and low on snow, Snyder points out that when he moved here in the 2011-12 winter, Anchorage hit a record and had about 5 feet of snow above its usual average. The consistent trend, he says, is less consistency.
Just in the last several years, the variability of winter has been pretty broad.
What this means for the character and psyche of Anchorage is a little less certain. An open-ended survey by the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation asked almost 1,300 residents questions about why they live in Anchorage and why they might leave. One of the most consistent themes in the answers is recreation. People love the hiking, the skiing, the proximity to basically whatever fun thing you can dream up. For Coach Harmon, that means adapting ski practice. On a recent evening, he had his junior Nordic kids step out of their bindings for a scavenger hunt.
A couple of them said, "This is the most fun we've had at Junior Nordic." I mean, we weren't even on skis. So, I mean, I try to hold on to those things because you can be, you're bummed out about the lack of snow. But, I mean, as Alaskan, I wanna have the feeling that no matter what the weather, I can go out and enjoy myself.
For Harmon and many in Anchorage, the best medicine for a dreary winter is adaptation. And if all else fails, there's always hope that next year might be better. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.